This is the Time and Again Home Service. During these dark, difficult days, take a moment to turn up your wireless and listen to this week's episode of Greyhounds, made in association with Yorkshire Air Museum. And remember, your courage, your cheerfulness, and your resolution will bring us victory.
Ah, there you are, Edward.
I was in the village.
We've been waiting for you. This is Mrs. Harris. I believe you've been in correspondence.
Mrs. Harris, how may I be of service?
I explained to your father that you served with my husband.
Yes, yes, a good man.
I've ordered some tea. Sit down, Edward.
You're not staying?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'll be in my study, Mrs. Harris.
I wanted to come, following your letter.
I did make everything clear.
Yes, but I needed to see you. I needed to ask. Surely you said something, or there was, I don't know, anything you could tell me.
I'm afraid it, as I said in my letter, it all happened so quickly. I was injured myself. More tea?
No, thank you. I'm sorry. I know I must seem, and it must be difficult. I really appreciate you writing to me, but I need to understand what happened.
I did explain.
Engine failure.
Exactly.
But you were so close to home, on British soil.
I'm afraid it happens.
Yes. Did he? Well, did he?
He died on impact.
I understand.
Mrs. Harris, I really am
sorry.
Now,
don't be daft. You've nothing to be sorry for. I'm just thankful you were spared. For your family.
Yes.
I've taken up enough of your time.
You have a daughter?
Yes, Sally. Sarah. He always used to call her Sally.
He spoke of her often. He was very proud.
Thank you.
And make imaginary puissance think when we talk of horses that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. Well, not you, Wellington. Melbourne, we all know what happens when you see horses, eh? Precisely, for 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus, to this history, who prologue like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, our play. Well, of course, she's given herself all the best lines. I would expect nothing less of Miss Winters. Inclined to overdo it, isn't she, Percy? But little matter. The Duke of Exeter gets a sword.
Evening, Miss Catherine. You had a busy week?
No matter what I say, he's always down there. Maybe I should take his Russian, but that'll show
him. I'm here to make up a four.
Who invited you?
Well, no one invited me. What are you playing? Not that it matters. Ruby said to buy you all a beer and you'd be much more friendly. But I can't stand the smell. It's dreadful. Yes, you smell of it already. And such a waste of money. I'll partner Mr. Croft.
Aren't you going to ask if I mind?
Why would you mind? Could you move up? I can't fit my chair in otherwise.
This isn't some public affair, open to anyone who just fancies waltzing up and...
Afraid of losing?
No!
Well then, deal them out. What are you waiting for? Christmas?
It's 5 shillings for a place at the table.
Naturally.
Shall I start?
No, I'll lead.
I see you've been reading your script.
What? Oh, yes, I suppose so.
It's getting late.
Yes.
You're away with the fairies tonight. Don't pick your nails like that. Makes a terrible mess. There's flakes of red polish all over my kitchen table.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get the dustpan.
No need. I'll do it in the morning. The grate needs going over again. I'm going to bed.
I think I'll sit up a little longer.
Rightio. Who is it from?
What?
That telegram you're clutching.
Oh, no one. It was a wrong address. Good night.
Good night, Nancy.
That's me for the night. Wish I'd stayed at home. Good, it's done me.
Come on, Arthur. Stay for another. I'm going to shake these pins and needles. I'll be good for another game. Bloody end.
Know when you're beaten. First rule of combat.
I suppose you're proud of yourself.
Not really. It wasn't a very challenging game.
There's a name for people like you, sweetheart. And most of them are locked up.
How about another drink?
What? With my own money? I don't think so.
I can help you with those.
No, thanks. I can manage.
Why is he shaking like that? What's wrong with him?
Here, take this. It's just my jacket. Put it under his head. Has this happened before?
Yeah, a few times. But it's been worse since he got back from Dunkirk. Much worse. He didn't know about it before, see? That's why he's here. He's not allowed back.
Is that blood?
I think it's the glass. He's caught a piece. Here, in his arm.
I need something to stop the bleeding. Anything. Someone better phone the doctor.
It'll take them nearly an hour, this time of night.
Get going then. Billy? Mrs. Sheringham, can you hear me? I need you to stay still.
Are you going to pull that thing out of his arm?
Definitely not. It'll make things worse. We need to slow the bleeding.
Let me help. Take my scarf. You can knot it quite tightly.
Mrs. White. It's rather late. Is anything the matter?
I just wanted to check how you're getting on. I've been watching you all come and go from the hall. I must say, you seem terribly industrious.
Well, we have a rather tight deadline, but my troops are rallying splendidly.
Are they? Of course, of course. Is your sister not at home?
No, she's out.
I thought I saw her going into the public house earlier. But then I realised I must have been mistaken. Miss Winters would never be so vulgar as to allow her younger sister to frequent a public house, I told myself.
Perhaps you'd better be going home, Mrs. White. It's awfully dark in the blackout. I'd hate for anything to happen.
Yes. Perhaps you're right. Good night, Miss Winters. I'll be sure to drop in one day next week to make sure everything's all right with the hall. Check the guidelines are being followed, that sort of thing. I should hate to report to the committee that their rooms are being misused. Why, they'd have to stop the play entirely, wouldn't they?
Good night, Mrs. White.
Well done.
What for?
For keeping calm, I suppose. It was probably all the drink. They were putting away rather a lot.
Our clothes are all covered in blood.
Yeah, they are.
You seem rather knowledgeable. At coping with a great piece of glass sticking out of someone's arm and helping to bandage it up, I mean.
I wanted to be a doctor once.
Oh, I see.
Daft, I know. but you get these ideas when you're young. Think you can do anything.
Why is it daft?
I didn't realise back then that you had to go to university to become a doctor. I thought I could teach myself, out of books. My father was a groom. He was always very proud of that. His father had been a farmhand. It took me a while to understand that people like me don't become doctors.
It's funny how the blood shoots out like that, isn't it?
It's because of the heart.
Well, yes, I know. But it is funny. You couldn't tell to look at someone, could you? That they're simply full of blood, just shooting about.
Why are you doing this play? Henry V, it doesn't really seem...
What else is there for me to do?
This was Greyhounds, written by Laura Crowe, performed by Time and Again Theatre Company. You have been listening to Fiona Primrose, Laura Crowe, Catherine Cowdery, Tim Cooper, Jacqueline Weeble, Jacob Taylor, Paul Wilson, Kendall Boardman, Catherine Reynolds, Samantha Vaughan, Ben Hines, Adam Martin Brooks, and Anthony Morris. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next time, and remember, keep calm and carry on.